Welcome to G Talk. G-Talk is a podcast dedicated to helping you discover your purpose by helping you build intimate relationships and a lifestyle of thankfulness. Listen to us today as we discuss a new challenging topic aimed to encourage you and to challenge you, but most importantly, to build you up in your relationships with each other and with God. Stay tuned. Welcome to G-Talk with Terrence and Adara. We are coming to you on another fabulous October day. We are beginning to see the weather change. Honey, I think we're falling into fall much faster, maybe even into winter pretty quick here.
Yep, it's a good time, at least for me it is, because I like cooler weather. I like the colors and the beauty of, you can layer on things, so that means you can layer it on and you can peel it off, because the weather still isn't, you know, it's still a little bit unpredictable right now, but that's fine.
Yeah, never seems like I can layer enough on for me. But we're coming up to the holiday season. We're here again pretty quick. So we're already, almost to the end of the year.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I love the Thanksgiving and the Christmas season time. So I just have a joy about it. And so I think with our topic of being able to fly just kind of stirs my wings in the direction of the holiday season.
Well, good, because there'll be a lot of flying going on then. Well, good, and I guess that's a great segue. We are in, this is, I believe, the seventh topic that we're dealing with here in the Eagles. I believe that's what it is, maybe the eighth, but I believe it's the seventh. We're going to talk about overcoming today, and it's a really good topic because it's a piece that I think we as believers need to know. It's, you know, how invested God is with us, into us, and wanting us to overcome. I think there, for some, sometimes it may feel like we're alone, or it may feel like that God is not working on our behalf, but He really is and wants us to succeed. And He uses every circumstance in our life to bring us to the place of success. But let me just read a couple of things about the eagle that I think will be helpful for us as we get rolling. So the eagle is, as we've been, you know, looking at, there's so much that He wants, that God is really wanting to teach us through the eagle, but maybe nothing more, nothing greater than the ability to overcome. So it says that, as with anything, eagle reaches his full potential when he learns to handle his adversary with absolutely no fear at all. He is destined to be an overcomer and not just a survivor. We must become full-grown eagles, overcomers who know how to attack the enemy, Satan. The truth is that God wants us to be overcomers, that He really wants us to succeed. We need to develop our wings of prayer and praise. We need to sharpen our vision and understanding to grasp the revelation of God's word and be able to, you know, deal with our adversary, destroy, you know, strongholds, or using our weapons. He wants our ears to be fine-tuned to hear and obey His voice. Whenever an eagle cannot fly higher, He pulls out those loose feathers so that he can fly higher. And I think that talks about, you know, the scripture, let not those, the, anything that weighs us down, you know, Hebrews, let us not lay aside every weight and sin which easily besets us. King James Version there. But the idea is, there are, you know, the Christian walk should not be complicated. I know we've complicated it in a lot of ways with all these doctrines and things that we, you know, sometimes I think, you know, doctrines of men, we put a lot of things on, much like the Jews did. You know, it's like God made it really simple. He gave 10 commandments. They turned that into hundreds and hundreds of commands to figure it out. And I feel like we've done that in the church as well. You know, God, you know, he took the 10, took it down to 2, and now we created a whole flock of them, of things that we're supposed to be doing. And I think sometimes it overwhelms us, the church. It overwhelms, you know, what are we supposed to be doing? But it's a relationship. And with that comes a lot of adversity. And we sometimes don't realize that the adversity is the areas that God is teaching us how to fly, how to overcome, how to deal with our adversary. And that really is a big part, being an overcomer, isn't it?
It is. And I believe we, what's happened is we've complicated it. But also I think we look at it as that we need to use our own energy and our own strength to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically kind of what we're taught in life.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taught to, if you do this and this and this, you will be successful.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this and this and this, you'll make good grades. If you do this and this and this, you can get promotions. Or so on the natural side, we're constantly striving. It's kind of like the roadmap has been placed out there for us. And so, of course, we take that same thinking and we take it to, that's definitely how the Lord wants me to do as well.
Mm.
You know, we use a lot of our mind, how we should do it. We need to fix this. You know, if we break it, we fix it.
Mm.
You know, we need to be able to it's a me, you know,
yeah.
Because I'm either trying to perform for God, or if I don't do things right, then I disappoint God. So it's, when I look at the transition of looking at the parents of the baby eaglets,
mm-hmm.
and how their whole focal point was, those are the only two people or animals
birds
that they knew,
mm-hmm.
the whole time. That's, their eyes were set gazed on them. And so they learned from them. So with our relationship with the Lord, we're now turning our eyes on Jesus.
Yeah.
Turn your eyes up on Jesus, mm-hmm. you know? And so when we begin to gaze at him, we're gazing at our Father, and we're now, he's now teaching us, and with our eyes fixed on him, we're hearing,
mm-hmm.
and we're learning what it means to develop our wings, what it means to, that all along I'm preparing you to soar.
Mm.
I'm preparing you to learn how to pray. I'm preparing you with, you know, as he taught the disciples, you mm. know, teach us. So it's a teaching time, and part of the teaching was to teach us how. They watched, I'm quite sure as these eaglets grew bigger, they watched different adversaries trying to come,
mm-hmm.
and they watched how their parents attacked those predators that wanted to come and attack the eaglets, the same as the Father.
Mm.
So he's basically teaching us, and I believe it's kind of like us needing to, we were looking at the Etch-a-Sketch
mm-hmm.
at the store, and we kind of just need to shake the Etch-a-Sketch clean
mm.
and allow the Father to begin to teach us. What does it mean? What has he been teaching me on how to soar? And what does that look like, what you were just saying a few minutes ago?
Yeah, I think when we see the eagle, the baby eaglets, we see the parents teaching them to fly, first stirring up the nest so that they're forced out of it, and mm-hmm. even throwing them out of the nest.
Mm-hmm.
And then we know that once an eagle learns to fly, once a baby eaglet learns to fly, that the parents actually celebrate. They fly in circles to celebrate the mm-hmm. success of the baby eagle. And again, I think how God celebrates our success, learning to overcome the various issues that come our way, that these are opportunities for us to grow in him and grow in not only in the knowledge of him, but we're growing in wisdom so that we can take our rightful place beside him. You know, the scripture says that we're kings and priests. It also says that we're going to function as the bride of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that we have an eternal purpose. And I think that gets lost in the church oftentimes. I think that gets lost when we just think, oh, you know, I'm just going to heaven, and we don't stop to realize, well, what does that mean? You know, are you going to sit on a cloud for eternity? And I think sometimes we stop considering the reality that we're in preparation. Eternity is not the end, it's the beginning.
Right.
We're in preparation to rule and reign with him in particular areas, as well as continue to learn and grow. That for eternity, there'll be things that we will continue to learn, continue to grow in, and continue to develop throughout our, you know, throughout eternity. So there's this process that he wants us to, we have to mature into. We can only do certain things while we live this life.
Right.
And so he is training us to be overcomers in the next life as well. And it's like, he wants to see us succeed because he knows that it's preparation for what the things that he has prepared for us. Mm-hmm. So it's a really important piece. And he wants us to succeed. So we have to learn to hear his voice. We have to learn to know him. He wants us to grow in worship, to grow in praise, to grow in, you know, the eagle has vision. It's necessary for us to learn to use the things that God is showing us to step into these areas that he wants us to do. He doesn't want us to stand back. He wants us to learn to find areas that we need, that we're looking at. He wants us to go and attack those things. He wants us to go and deal with those things because we grow up in the very calling that he's given to us. And so all of these are areas that we overcome, and we overcome by the scripture says, by the word of the Lamb and by the blood of his our testimony, the things that we experience and go through. All of these are things that are preparing us for ways in which we are going to take our place beside the Lord.
So if we were to look at that, and I know we're not into step one, step two, step three, step four, but just for the sake of, just for guiding purposes, what would that look like? Because what I have found is that the first thing is when I look at these eaglets is that their eyes were gazed on their parents. Everything centered around the parents. So for us, ours is dwelling in the presence of God.
Yes. Yeah. I would agree.
So when we're looking at that, everything that we do is centered around his presence, which is when I was thinking about, I know when we've been reading Brother Lawrence's book, which is a really good book. I really recommend. It's a small little 63-page book, but you will read it slowly. And one of the things he had said was, he says, to be constantly aware of God's presence, it is necessary to form the habit of continually talking with him throughout each day.
Yeah.
And that's prayer. That's communion. It's not just prayer, because a lot of times we get a little confused with prayer. But really, that communion with him is being able to look at him and say, Father, I just love you. You know, guide my day. You know, your grace is sufficient for me today. And I found that when we can have that as part, as our being, then it's part of our preparation that when we do soar, that we won't get confused with the different voices. We won't get confused with, should I or should I not? Because when you're in that constant communion with the Lord, you're hearing his voice.
Yeah.
And you're knowing how to respond, how to soar. Is this for me to go for it? Or is it for me to wait and be still and know that you are God? And what normally happens is, because of us transitioning from the flesh to the spirit, we're having to really allow ourselves to cultivate this presence. Because that is what, to me, that's your meat and potatoes. That's your foundation, is knowing his voice. Because he is equipping us. And for at this point, where when the eagle is at this point, they are now, they know. It's no turning back. They don't even think backwards. Because when they know that they were ready to soar, they are fully equipped. And I think what happens, a lot of us, you know, there's lots of people that say, you know, I've been saved for 20, 30 years, 40 years, and they are still in that stage that they haven't developed to soar. And so to me, if you're out there and you're saying, well, that's me. You know, I have found myself, you know, where situations come and I fall apart, you know, or I find myself that this flesh still keeps taking control of the spirit. You know, I mean, we have days or we have a moment, but it shouldn't be the lifestyle.
Yeah.
You know, I believe even when we will get to that point where we will have to look and say, you know what? I know your voice so well, God. I know your voice so well. And I know that even when it means when I am going through that trial, that you're there for me. And if you choose for me to go through this, then I'm going to be fine because you are with me. And so I think that first part, when we're looking at our relationship with the Lord, is the first thing of dwelling in his presence, to me, is our foundation and sending us into the next steps that you were talking about.
Yeah, I agree that, you know, from the time that we're young, I mean, I can only talk about my own personal life, but I believe it should be pretty standard for everyone's life, that the Lord begins talking to us early in our relationship with him about who we really are. And he begins to lead us down the road of our particular areas of gifts and callings and abilities. And he begins to develop a relationship with us where there's a communion, there's a discussion, there is this dialogue between the two of us where he is prompting us and encouraging us into the particular areas of gifting and the particular areas of calling that he's placed in our life. And so we develop this over our life. It's not something that just happens at one day, but it's been something that he's been pulling and teaching us our whole life. And, you know, if we didn't know the Lord, then it was still something I believe that he was already forming in us and showing us who we were. I believe once we come and accept him, then it just at that point speeds up and he begins to say, okay, now I can begin to show you what I've already shown you and begin to take you deeper into that level of walking out these steps. And so the whole idea is to make you an overcomer. So he's been working this your whole life to be an overcomer. That's what he's been doing. And so there's been situations and circumstances that have come your way. They've come my way. And all of it was to teach us how to overcome in our particular area. I know sometimes I've met people who have been very angry or bitter and frustrated about, and even questioned whether God loved them because of the circumstances that they've gone through. But all of our scenarios have been perfectly chosen by God to get us where he wants us to go, simply because of his calling and election over our life. And it sounds and feels like it may not be fair. You know, it's like, oh, well, you know, why did I have to go through so much? But it's specifically God has a particular task in mind, a gifting that he's placed in you and I. And he wants us to learn through obedience and through these scenarios so that we can grow up and overcome. And ultimately, you know, when we accept that and realize that and just say, yes, Father, I love you, I'm willing, and then he can begin to just build this dialogue with us and take us to some of those deep levels. And that means the communion shouldn't be on Sundays. It shouldn't be on you know, okay, I just, you know, I have my prayer time. It isn't just, you know, 30 minutes in the morning or an hour in the morning.
It's an ongoing all day, all night.
Yes. Just,
it's like when I remember when, you know, when we had our babies, and how, so I just love that baby time, because they recognize your voice, and the whole time you're talking to them, they're just staring at you. They're just staring at you because they've heard you for a long time anyway, but they're staring and they're listening because you're creating the love affair with them, because they don't know love yet. They're developing the love from you, just like the eagles did with the eaglets. The same way is that we develop our love affair with God. In the time that we're spending, we're now learning how to love him. He first loved us, but now we're learning how to love him. And the more you are looking at, oh, Father, I love you. Oh, I adore you. You know, I have conversations with God throughout the day. You know, I just do. And what I found is that he becomes my first, who I'm having the conversations with. And what you find is that the time you're spending with him, we are all given a measure of faith.
Yeah.
That faith begins to develop more, because the time that it's like, it's not about, I don't, when I say time, it's I wish there was a different word I could have instead of it saying spending time, because I don't want it to like I need to spend time with God. I just it's relational. So it's not about how, it's not about did I do it this morning, this afternoon. It's an ongoing, endless circle. And as I'm building this love affair with him, he is defining me. He is telling me who I am. He's showing me through examples. He is showing me what his son did on earth. And he's telling me that how? Because I'm spending time in his word. So his word begins to tell me the story about who I am, who his son is, what my purpose is, that there's more to even when I leave earth, but that I have a role here. So he begins to tell me, you have identity. It's the same thing as the parent when you're holding that child, you're beginning to that child is beginning to learn that they have identity based on what you're saying, how you care for them, what you give to them, and they just know. So some kids, it's like, well, this is all I know. You know, you'll have kids and like, well, nobody ever told me that. My mom always taught, dad always told me I was smart. They always told me I was this. So you're there, he's putting all this into you. So by the time you are ready to soar, you are ready to soar because he doesn't, he, it's like he's not gonna put us out there and not be ready. But if we lack faith, we will begin to think we're not when he says you are.
That's right. Absolutely. I mean, I can remember going back to the time I was 5 or 4 years old, probably at least 5 years old, that I began having, you know, it wasn't a lot of dreams, but I would have dreams and the Lord would speak to me through those dreams. And I can remember, you know, him telling me what he wanted from us, the relationship. And it was like a puzzle that I put together over my life, that I start putting pieces and go, oh, that's right. I had this dream of this and I had that dream of that. And the Lord showed me this about me. And then there were things that my parents said to me or told me that went in with that as well. You know, it was like, okay, they were teaching me like riddles and, you know, puzzles and things like that, that were part of our family heritage, that were part of our, my gene. They were part of our, my DNA and my family. Okay. We did puzzles together. My dad would come home and give me riddles to solve from work. And he's like, and I was good at it. And it was like, hey, you know, and I start putting that together, that I'm, you know, I'm a person that puts together dreams. I still do that to this day. People bring me dreams and I just like all of that was stuff that I was working on when I was a child.
They were already imparting it into you.
Already. Yeah.
And
And
you didn't even know it.
No, I mean, I didn't put that, you know, it was like pieces through my life that was like, oh yeah, there's this. And then the Lord would show up and he would have a, you know, like there were times where I had dreams where I remember, you know, I would have reoccurring dreams, good ones and bad ones. They weren't just one way or another. The bad ones were dreams that I, over time, began to discover that when I had certain dreams, it meant that I was trying to do things in my own strength and not in his. But at the time, I didn't know what that was. But, you know, it took me 20, 25, 30 years before I started going, hey, I always have these type of dreams when I'm in this type of circumstance and I'm overwhelmed. And it's like, that's the Lord teaching me something. He's been telling me all my life. And it's that kind of stuff that he's teaching us to be overcomers. And once I stopped and realized he wants me to stop fretting and doing this in my own strength, I don't have those dreams anymore. It's just, it's a rarity. It's a very rarity now. And so it's these things that God is teaching us. He wants us to recognize and hear his voice and step into him and trust him. And then the circumstances that I have gone through when things have happened that have been what people would go, oh, that's a bad thing in my life. I've learned that those God has placed them there for me in order to teach me something.
And he's not, I mean, as a father, he's not setting us up to fail.
Not at all.
And so where the eyes of people would see, like Job, in the eyes, in their eyes, you had to have done something wrong. There must be something, but that's not what God said. That's not how he's seen him. And he wants us to know, I am not trying to destroy you. There's an enemy whose job function is to kill, steal, and destroy.
That's
It's
right.
the it's not the Father's heart to destroy us. So when we go through things, he's there. He has strengthened us and he has prepared us. But the only way we know we're prepared, again, is dwelling with him, is the word of God, being able to be in prayer. You know, and prayers to me is totally separate than just dwelling with God. That's a totally different thing, but it's great because they work fine together. But his word also says that you're going to run and you will not be weary. Well, how does that happen?
Mm.
You're not going to faint.
Yeah.
Really? I'm not? No.
Yeah.
That's him. These are the words that the Father is telling you. And when you're having that dwelling, when you're dwelling with him, he is constantly speaking into your spirit, declaring who he is, declaring who you are, and that you will soar.
Mm.
Yes, you're going to go through some winds. You're going to go through some storms. But what did I tell you about that?
Mm.
So it's kind of like, you know, when you go through something and all of a sudden a scripture comes back to mind. Or maybe a word that the Father spoke to you that you say, oh yeah, I remember that.
Mm.
You know, he is not wanting, one of the things I really liked that Brother Lawrence said was, he said, we also need to be faithful, even in dry periods, that God tests us. He tests our love.
Mm.
You know, he tests us. He's not trying to destroy us.
Right.
And a lot of times like, well, man, I don't like these tests. Mm. You know, but the tests come. What trials come to make us strong.
They do.
So those, the only way we're going to build our strength and build our wings is through tests and trials.
Mm.
But he is saying they're not to tear you down. What does he say?
Mm.
They come to what? To make you strong.
Mm. Amen.
And so we're growing and we're growing. If we're leaning onto our understandings, we're going to have disaster.
That's right.
It's not going to turn out right. We're going to be frustrated. Like you said, we're going to begin to question, is he there? We're going to begin to question this and that. And if you notice, we've been going through the Bible, through the New Testaments with our Wednesday night group. And one of the things I realize is how the disciples transitioned.
Mm.
That once the Holy Spirit, when Jesus came back, and you know, that they were on fire when they went into Acts. You know, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, you never heard them going backwards.
Right.
You didn't, you know, I was reading about Paul and he was talking about how, I think it was 40 lashes. He had
39 lashes. Right.
And
I
had to turn it off. I'm like, wow. I mean, I couldn't even fathom that. And he was still going.
He
didn't quit. He didn't say, God, what are you doing? Why me? No, when they got done, he got right back up.
He
never quit, because you know why? Because he knew what the secret place was about.
That's right.
When you understand the secret place, though you try to slay me or slay me, I'm still going to trust you. I'm still there. You know, God, you're still there with me, you know?
Yeah.
And there's just a difference.
Hmm.
There's a perception difference when you're dwelling versus focusing on earthly things. When we keep our eyes set on him, everything is fine. When we take our focus off, everything goes crazy.
It does. And we're going to have to end it there today. Maybe come back and I don't know. It sounds like there's definitely some passion there. Maybe we'll keep the fire burning here and keep on this subject and come back next week and keep with this. But we just want to leave you with just encouraging you, if you're out there, to be you're an overcomer.
Yes.
You are an overcomer. God has called you to be an overcomer. He has meant for you everything that's going on in your life. Everything is in preparation for the great things he has in plan and in store for you. We want to speak life into you right now and let you know that God has got great things. Keep your head up and trust him. There's so much that we'd love to say. Obviously our time is short, but be encouraged, be strengthened. And we love you. We will come back again next week with this continuing topic about being an eagle. Eagle, stand strong. We thank you and we love you in Jesus' name.
G-Talk is a ministry of Hope for You International, a 501c3 nonprofit organization. You can find us on the web at thankfultoday.com and gtalk.info. You can also find us on Facebook at The Thankful Today.